The 2020 State Convention of the National Federation of Blind of South Carolina is in order. Welcome, everybody. Good morning. I'd like to welcome my Federation family here in South Carolina, and a special welcome to all of you folks who are listening to us throughout this country. Glad to have you with us, and hope you can be with us for the whole weekend. Okay. At this time, we'll have our invocation. Our invocation will be given by a gentleman who I've known for many years. He's the president of our Greenville chapter here in South Carolina, and he is also a member of the state board of the NFBFSC. Here is J.W. Smith.
Good morning. Good morning to my Federation family. Let us go to God in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come at this time to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this day. We thank you for all your many blessings, O Heavenly Father. Lord, we thank you for the Federation, O Heavenly Father. We thank you for the convention. Lord, we pray much that it will be successful and you will have it to be what you want it to be. Lord, we pray for love in our organization and understanding. Lord, we pray for to we can reach each Federationist. Touch your heart. Lord, we need love in our organization. Lord, we thank you. We bless this convention, O Heavenly Father, please, and have it to be what you want it to be. Lord, thank you for the technology. We thank you for the president and the board for making this convention possible in this time of epidemic. Lord, we thank you. We give you all the praises. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, J.W. Just want to let you all know that we are here at our state headquarters at the Federation Center of the Blind. And I am in front of our three-dimensional map of South Carolina, which was donated to us by 3D Photo Works, John Olson. And on my left is the NFB flag, and on my right is the American flag. We will now have the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We will now do the NFB pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the effort of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to follow the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution. As you know, for a few years, I've always had a gentleman open up our convention, Mr. Doug Hudson. And since this is my last state convention that I'll be presiding over, I thought it'd be fitting for Doug to come forward and get us going and get the blood juices going and get us all revved up. So here it's Mr. Doug Hudson.
Isn't it great that all of us can get together with the NFB and celebrate what we've done and talk about what's coming up? Excellent. When I woke up this morning, I stumbled out of bed. Might have took me a minute or two just to finally clear my head. With my eye wide open there, just one thing on my mind. Another day that I can stand and praise my Lord one more time. Thinking about what the Lord has done for me. Thinking about opportunity in the past and presently. Working together with love and unity, you see. One way we can bless the world is through the NFB. I want to thank you, Lord, for just one more beautiful day. Thanks for all your blessings you've already poured out my way. My cup, so run it over, and I just want to sing it to you. Thank you, Lord, for just one more beautiful day. There ain't no way that I can repay all the love I've got from you. Every day to me is just an opportunity. Stand and think about what my Lord has done for me. Share the blessings of my fellow man in Christ, you see. I want to thank you, Lord, for just one more beautiful day. Thanks for all your blessings that you poured out my way. My cup sure runneth over, and I just want to sing it to you.
Well, I know.
Thank you, Lord, for just one more beautiful day. My cup sure runneth over, and I just want to sing praises to my Savior and my soon coming King. Love his name, praise it on high. Give him thanks for all he's done. Thank you, Lord, for just one more beautiful day. Ooh, thank you, Lord, for just one more beautiful day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just one more beautiful day.
If that doesn't get your feet stomping, your hands clapping, I don't know what will. You're still sleeping. Thanks, Doug. Appreciate it. You know, this year we were going to be in Charleston this year at the North Charleston at the Marriott and a beautiful hotel. However, COVID had other plans, and so we're doing this virtually. But you know what? We still need greetings from our host chapter. So I'm going to ask at this time is if Laverne Addison, our president of our Charleston chapter, will please give greetings. Laverne?
Good morning. Good morning. Jumbo Benvenida 2456151231413513415. That's welcome in Braille. First, giving honor to God, who is the head of my life, I welcome you to the holy city of Charleston, South Carolina. We are called the Holy City because on every corner or every other corner, there is a church. It is also widely known that if hotels or any houses that are built on the Peninsula City, they cannot be higher than a church steeple. Yesterday, we had several meetings before the convention got started, and I would like to thank them. That's the South Carolina Association of Blind Students, the SCABS, the Parents of Blind Students, the Senior Division, and the Blind Merchants Division. We are a city of smiling faces and beautiful places. Some of the beautiful places are Middleton Garden, Magnolia Place, McCloud Plantation, Boone Hall Plantation. And then because of the coronavirus, we all have to wear a mask. So I'm going to tell you briefly about some places that we can visit that you can wear your mask. Fort Sumter, where the first shots were fired during the civil rights. Fort Moultrie, where if you are a Civil War buff, you can compare your notes there. The H.L. Hunley, which is a submarine that was sunk. We do have a replica of that, and the original is on the Navy base. You feel free to come and visit that. If you go to the U.S. Yorktown, we have a Civil War aircraft carrier, the Congressional Medal of Honor Museum. When you leave there, you can take a water taxi over to the aquarium. Once you leave the aquarium, you can venture down to the Charleston Museum, which is the oldest museum in South Carolina and in the Northeast. While you're walking, these are short blocks. Charleston has very short blocks. You can then end up at the visitor center, where you can get on a trolley, and the trolley is free, and it will take you around the city of Charleston. You can get off at different points of interest. The old exchange building, where you'll come outside and there will probably be women there or men, families making sweetgrass baskets. By this time, you're probably a little hungry, so you may want to stop in some of our restaurants. If you take a deep breath, you can smell the food being cooked. We serve fresh seafood. If you end up at Hyman's while you're standing in line, the wait staff will give you hush puppies free to eat while you're waiting. And your seafood that is served to you is fresh. They usually prepare it. The fish is still swimming. The crabs are still moving. The lobster is still moving until you order it for it to be cooked. I would also like to let you know that we have a tea plantation. I know that Everett Bacon mentioned on yesterday that he likes sweet tea. We have the tea plantation, which is the only one in the Southeast. So I would also like to raise my glass of sweet tea to our computer science division, who gave classes for the past 2 weeks, so that we can honor this first virtual convention. Condé Nast, Southern Southeast Magazine. We are number one. We are also the number one destination for weddings. But as I said, to raise your glass, if you have juice, coffee, or sweet tea, in honor of our computer science division for helping us to get this first virtual convention together, I leave you now. Bless Hunter, Izaguayan, me dun dun. That is Gullah for thank you very much. Bless you. Enjoy the convention.